Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's just invite him into our presence. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, sing him, blessed be his name. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's just thank him and bless him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. For he is worthy, he's so worthy to adore. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's sing it once more as we stand. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord. For he is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be his name. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no other name above that name. Amen. All things in heaven and earth is named after him. And we're a privileged people to be called by that name as Jesus Christ. Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? I greet each of you and those who are viewing online. And we ask and hope that you come this morning to the house of the Lord, expecting God to do something for you, to see something, to that we can grow greater in him. Amen. Let's sing that once more as Brother Terrence comes this morning for a prayer request. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of our Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Glad to see one with us this morning. We got a few requests we'll go over. Wade and June gave me one that says, Jeff and Donna Temple lost their 26-year-old son Cody last week. He developed a blood clot in it after surgery. They attended Brother Dutch Cott's church. So remember that family. Losing a loved one or a kid at 26. Not the way it's supposed to be, but that's the way God wanted it. So, but just remember the family. Also, Dad's down in his back. Remember him. The young lady that comes here, Sister Brianna, that's pregnant. Her baby's coming tomorrow, I think is what it says. So just remember that. Also, Sister Carver. I know some of y'all know her. She passed away, so remember the family. The Cashes that used to come here, Sister Carver was part of them, so remember that. And also Zach hurt himself yesterday, so remember him also as we pray. That's a request I have. I know we all have unspoken requests this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning. Lord, be with the ones that may be traveling still on the highways. Lord, you bless them, keep them safe. Lord, remember the request, Lord, the loss of the loved ones there, Lord, the Temple family and Cash and the Carver family there, Lord, just come down and bless them. And Lord, just be with them and guide them. Be with the ones that are sick that we have mentioned. Bless them. Whatever the sickness may be, Lord, you be with them and guide them. Be with Dad's back. Give him, Lord, the strength to preach this morning and take that pain away, Lord. Be with the Sunday school classes. Bless them. Be with them and guide them. Most of all, Lord, you forgive us for all of our sins. We love you for your many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
Praise Him. I know I'll never never outlove the eternal love of God. I think often of that song, I love him because he first loved me. We wouldn't know what the love of God is if we didn't experience his love first. Amen. Brother Mark, would you come this morning and take up the tithes and offering? Amen. If you have your spiral songbook, let's turn to page 150. What a happy day that was. What a happy day this is we're living in. Amen. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its rapture all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Oh, happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, happy bond that seals my vows to him who merits all my love. Let cheerful anthems fill his house, while to that sacred shrine I move. Oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray, to live rejoicing every day. Happy day, oh happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. 'Tis done, the great transaction done. I am my Lord's and he is mine. He drew me and I followed. Sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. 'Tis done, the great transaction's done. I am my Lord. And he is mine. He drew me and I followed on, charmed to confess the voice divine. Oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray, to live rejoicing. So wonderful. And you know, the key there in that course is he taught me to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. No matter what comes our way, all things work together for the good. Always just rejoice in the storm. Amen. Let's sing that once more as we stand, and Brother Colley comes this morning for the responsive reading.
Oh, happy day. He taught me how to watch and pray, to live rejoicing every day. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Amen. What a blessing to be without sin this day. They have the opportunity. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 135. Now, the prophet taught us about create an atmosphere around you. So, you know, a lot of time what we have is what we create. So this day, let us pray and be thankful and ask God that we have the right attitude in our thoughts and in our minds. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful and thankful that we have you to call upon, Lord, in the times of trouble, in the time of happiness. Father, we pray that you are here this morning, Lord, in every heart, Father, that they have created the right attitude. Father, we thank you that we will have this atmosphere that will carry out throughout the services. Lord, we ask you to bless those who are in Sunday school classes, Father, that they are building a foundation, Lord, that they can grow out and be strong and carry on. We ask you for each one here, Father, present in this room, Father, that you touch them, deliver them from anything that will be a hindrance in any way, health, mental, or what it may be. Lord, we ask you to bless our pastor this morning. Touch him in a special way. Bless his body, his heart, mind, and soul, God, that I will be a comfort to him. And we thank you and bless this reading that we do together. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 135. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, all you servants of the Lord.
He that standeth in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant.
The Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure.
For I know that the Lord is great, and that our God is above all gods.
Whatsoever the Lord pleases, that be it in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, in all deep places.
He causes the vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning for the rain. He bringeth the winds out of his treasuries.
He smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast.
He sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his servants.
He smote great nations and slew mighty kings.
Sion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. The name, thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial of the Lord throughout all generations.
For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants.
The hours of the heathens are silver and gold, thy works of man's hands.
They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes,
They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths.
They that make them are like unto men. So is everyone that trusteth in him.
Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron.
Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord out of Zion, which dwelt at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. I tell you, if you don't know that the name of the Lord is pleasant, get in that name, and you'll find out how pleasant it is. Amen. Let's sing that chorus, Touching Jesus in the Key of F.
Oh, touching Jesus.
To talk about the Lord Jesus. So if you talk about him, he'll come on the scene, amen, where he's invited at.
Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus. Let all the world proclaim the power and majesty of such a wondrous name. The babe of Bethlehem, the bright and morning star, lest his praises near and far. Let's talk about Jesus. The bread of life is he, the Savior of the world, that man of Galilee, the prophet, priest, and king, the mighty God is he, the well of living waters free. Oh, let's
let's talk about Jesus. The Prince of Peace is He, the great physician too, down through all history. The lily pure and white, the rose of Sharon fair, the shepherd of such tender care. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages He, the lamb for sinners slain, that man of Calvary, the great Emmanuel, the word of God sublime. He is our bridegroom, so divine. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord, Lord Supreme, throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the world, the power and majesty of such a wondrous name. The babe of Bethlehem, the bright and morning star. Let's sing His praises near and far. All about Jesus, the bread of life is He, the Savior of the world, that man of Galilee. The prophet, priest, and king, the mighty God is He, the well of living water free. Let's talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace is He, the great physician too, down through history. The lily pure and white, the rose of Sharon fair, the shepherd of such tender care. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages He, the lamb for sinners slain, that man of Calvary, the great Emmanuel, the word of God sublime. He is our bridegroom, so divine.
Amen. Out of all those titles and names, He is the self-same person. That's what is so amazing about understanding who He is. Give me the key of F. Let's sing that. Feel like traveling on.
Oh yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh yes, I feel like traveling on. Let's all stand. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last to rejoice. Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. There in the streets of glory, oh, lift my voice. Cares all pass, home at last. Turn to one another and shake each other's hand. See Him, look upon His face. there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. All my cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
Hallelujah. Tell you, when you don't feel like traveling on, that word just walks up beside you and just encourages you with faith. Amen. Amen. Let's change the order of the service now as Brother Dale comes and minister another word.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, for I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. And open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, for I want to see you. Jesus, I want to see you. To see you lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up. You're shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy,
amen
holy.
And amen. See him, don't you? Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you like, turn in your scriptures, turn where we read a couple of life's messages to 1 Peter 1:13, and then we'll go to Revelation 3:21, 22. We really had a good time last night at the Sweetheart Banquet. It was a good time. We had a good laughter and all, and it worked out real good. And food was great. Everything was great. And we had a good time doing it. We appreciate all the ones that worked with getting it ready and getting everything doing. And we just appreciate you. So we give you a hand for doing that because, you know, we appreciate it. It really works. You got to have somebody to be in control, you know, to make things work. So then that way it has to get it done. And so we appreciate it. Amen. Remember now the Bible study be the first Saturday, 6 o'clock. Remember that. We'll discuss the part. Is it necessary to have that or that, or just announce it across the pulpit, the offices and the things? Okay, we're meeting at 5 o'clock on that first, which would be March the 2nd. Okay. And that way we would discuss all the offices and all of the things and kind of lay out a point of understanding. And if you're not able to come, we'll make a tape of it, but it'll be held for our church part, not for anybody else, because nobody else's business what we do in the things that we're doing. But we appreciate it. All right.
Father, we thank you for this day and your love, and we thank you for your grace. And truly, you told us your grace is sufficient. So we believe you. We thank you. And just have your way. You come on the scene today and speak to our hearts. And let your love and grace be with each one. Forgive our sins and just lead us into thy grace and guidance. Teach us to wait upon you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Peter 1:13, we've been on this. Now the Lord willing, I said, you know how that works out. I said the Lord willing, we'll try to wind up this series on this and the revelation of Jesus Christ this coming Wednesday night. We'll try to bring it to a close. So if you have any questions, points, or thoughts, write them down and turn them in if you can before Wednesday night, because what I want to put a final climax on to the point of what we've been talking about, and it will be covering the Son of Man. All right, so that's where it will be coming down to see. I'm going to try to, if you'll watch the message this morning, I'll run through it. And I'll tell you what I'm going to preach Wednesday. But then, you know, we'll go back slower to do the other things. So just watch what's happening. I try to do that to make you to where that you'll think about something. And then when I say something, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember this, you know. And that way we won't have to spend so much time trying to emphasize points and thoughts, okay? Father, we thank you for your grace, and we love you. And now bless your word in Jesus' name. All right. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. All right, now remember, that's our point. That's been our thought for 11 messages on the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? Now we'll go over to this day and the overcomer, to this age, which is Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame him and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You may be seated. The Lord have his way with the message. We're trying to get the point across. Been driving it all the way through and getting into the church ages. And I hope this will bring a thought to you that will help you to understand Wade's approach to the seals and the things like that. Because now it's not a direct quote, but it's in there enough to where we'll be able to use the point, or I'll make it for my own self. Either way, it doesn't matter. But you see, that lamb has to come forth to take the book. All right. Now, where does it come forth from? So that'll be our point this coming Wednesday, to try to mold all of what we've been talking about into a one-point message and try to express it to where that we can see, hey, we've got a visitor with us. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. She's the little one with us. That's John and Maya's grandbaby. So we appreciate her being with us today. Amen. All right. But we're trying to get the point across, because it said the lamb has to come from somewhere. Where does it come? Now we say, well, that's nothing. Jesus is the lamb. That's all right, but how does it come forth into this day? Because, you know, we need to know the hour that we're living and what we're doing. Okay. And that'll bring forth the thought. Okay. Now, to not spend much background on what we've been talking about, but to say this to point that each age we covered how each age had an overcomer. All right. There's an overcomer in each age, all right? But remember that the overcomer of each age inherits. Now, I hope you listened to what I was saying on that, you know, because it's not just we get one thing because we're in this age, and this one gets another thing because it's in that age. It is a characteristic or a thought to that age or a point of understanding of that age, and all right. It's a, you know, it deals with each age as the bride of Christ of that age. But remember, all of it then comes down to this age. That's why they without us cannot be made perfect. See, it comes to this age, and this age then will inherit all things. But that doesn't mean that those back to there don't inherit. See, we all inherit all things. According to Revelation, we went over about 21 somewhere in there, where he says we inherit all things. All right. Now, see, that away, you say, yeah, but those, no, I'm talking about eternal life. I'm talking about the basis of Christianity. Talking about like, as one brother brought out, it's the 11th hour people. Amen. Remember? The 11th hour people. Yep. They get the full day, yep, the full pay, amen, just like the others get. Amen. Right? So now that's what we're trying to emphasize, to where there's not going to be one age, one people over here, well, you don't have as much as we do. Now, you're not going to be there. Amen. Can I say it that way? With that attitude, that thought, you're not going to be there. See? It's all, because it wouldn't matter to me where I get to sit. And we covered it, emphasized it, where Brother Branham said, how can I overcome? He said, it's not on my throne, but in my throne. See, it's not going to be, because it's just one according to Revelations 4. We'll read that, Lord willing, Wednesday. Revelations 4, it comes to a throne, one on the throne. You say, yeah, but don't you think that we'll be set? Now, we're not going to sit on the throne like that form of thing, like here's a, it'd be impossible. If you had a king and you had his subjects, right, you would have a king with a great big throne. Nobody else is sitting on it. His subjects that are entitled to things are off to the side of that, sitting around. Right, okay. But that's not sitting in that chair. That position, there's never to be no one sit there but the Lord Jesus Christ himself. No, he's the only one that has any right to sit on that throne. Okay. So then the prophet's right when he said, it's not on the throne, but he said it's in the throne. All right. In the throne is in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the new birth, the kingdom that Jesus spoke of while he was here and bringing it down and bringing that to show a kingdom, a domain, a kingdom, right? Amen. All right. See, then it's to sit in, because that way each one of us will be seated in the throne. And when you see it in Revelations, which we probably drop off from 5, because 5 is actually the opening of the seal, so I don't want to go that far. I just wanted to go into chapter 4 and pick up the point, because that way we can sit in his throne. In the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Right? So it's not sitting on the throne. He's emphasizing that. Because as I said now, you just think about it. There can't be but one king. Well, we're the queen. We sit with him. No, the queen never sat on the throne. She sits beside of him. That's fine. She's got her own place and position. That's fine. But she don't get on the throne with him, because I'm just naturally carnal and stupid. I know that. But you realize how many millions of the bride of Christ would be having to be sitting on one throne? No, just make it to where you can think about it as sensible. The king has his throne and his subjects are all around him. So that way it doesn't matter to me where I sit. Let me have the least in all of the fine, but just let me sit in his, cause listen, to sit in his throne, you don't have to wait till that day. Now, if you're thinking of sitting on his throne, you're waiting for something else. You'd have to wait till that throne comes into being. Right? But if you're sitting in his throne, you realize it's already in, because it's the baptism of the Holy Ghost, in you, the hope of glory. All right? Now, does everybody follow the point? So it's not on his throne, it's in his throne. Okay? Now, that way, the new birth is in every age. It was the Holy Ghost in every age, the prophet gave. All right? Every age had the message. Every age had the overcoming part. Sure. All right. It was in each age. It was all the way down. So it's the Holy Ghost in every age. Now, all right, we have to say this because it's truthful, but hard to explain. How can you degree the Holy Ghost? I mean, can you count the ocean and get a spoonful? You got the same ingredients, right? Are you with me? You got the same ingredients. It's just according to the amount. All right? Now, I know and understand that, or hope I do, that like Luther and them, sure, they were Trinitarians. They were believing things that were wrong. But yet they're part of the body of Christ. You can't put them out because of that. Give them the new birth to each age. All right? See, then as you give them the new birth, then that age will stand forth and be the correct thing, because I know I'm carnal in my expression, but there's something about it when I do express it, you can't express it no other way. Because if he's in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, that'd put him in more in the middle than it would anywhere else. That's as carnal as you're thinking. So I just think carnal will you and tell you that don't work. It simply means he's in every church age. He's happy to be in, he was just as happy to be in Luther's age he is in this age, or the first age. All right? Is that clear enough to keep our point? Okay. Now, to just pick up a little thought, because that's what we want to do, because we're talking about in his throne. All right. Now, Brother Branham says, God came in three sons' names. All right? Now, I know he came in four titles. You can pick that up. But he came in three sons' names. All right? And then that is Son of God, or technically starting, Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. That's the three sons' names that he comes in to manifest. He came as Son of Man to fulfill the scriptures, because the prophets were called Son of Man. Right? Jeremiah and all of them, Son of Man. Okay? Now, they were not the Son of Man. They were a Son of Man. All right? Because he is the Son of Man. Okay, now, that solves that problem that we don't have to worry about what this and that is. We try to, no, just get the straight story. The Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ. A Son of Man is a prophet in the set aside for the bringing of the word for the time and the ages and the points to be brought. All right, now, but think about it. He came in three sons' name because that would be the correct order. See? Son of Man, prophet, come in that form to give his life. So it's more than just a prophet, right? See? That's why he never referred to himself as Son of God. He always referred to himself as Son of Man. Because he was fulfilling the office. All right, according to John, 1:14, and the Word was made flesh. All right. Now, So he was a fulfillment of the word, as we'll get to in a minute, where the prophet, I wrote it down, I wish you would read this or listen to the message called Birth Pains. Then you wouldn't be confused when I make a statement like this to say the prophets gave birth to the word because they were the word of their age. They gave birth to the word. All right. But that one day that word stood on earth in human flesh called the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Now, so then watch the point now and listen. And as I said, I'm going to put it in the message, but I'm not going to express it. So then would it not be then that the church ages would give birth if the Old Testament gave birth to Jesus Christ, the Son of Man? Would it not be that the church ages would give birth to Jesus Christ again? That's one of the things the people of this message is not looking at. They only look at it as a this or that or that point or this point or that. They don't look at it as the prophet brought it. All right. See, then that way the church ages will give birth to the Lamb. So I said, you're not listening to try to understand. You're listening to refute. Because now where are you going to put the Son of Man? Okay. Because you only have three sons' names. You have Son of Man, which was the Lord Jesus Christ and on the earth and the thing. And may I say this as a point? I thought he preached six seals in Matthew 24. I thought he was the Lamb that John says, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I thought that was the way we needed to do it. So then that Lamb has got to be the same Lamb that takes the book. Okay. See, that's where we got to hold that point, and then we'll drop back to it Wednesday to emphasize a lot to go with it. All right. Now, three sons' name. He comes first to redeem the bride. He comes second, like it's a rapture, to take away his bride. He comes third with his bride, king and queen, see, going into the millennium. All right. Now, three sons' names. Now, how are you going to fit that? How are you going to express that? Because you got three sons' names. He's Son of Man. Down through seven church ages, he's Son of God. Now, these are laying here if you need them. Your prophet said it. If you know the message, then, you know. And then Son of David. All right? Now, I asked this question, and I've been at it for 40 years, so this is not new. You know? How does he go from Son of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the church ages, to the Son of David in the millennium? How can you do that? Son of David is Jesus Christ, Brother Branham said, physically a human being sitting on the throne in the millennium as Son of David. And it's easy to understand how you can go from Son of Man to Son of God. Because Son of Man was God made manifest in a human vessel. The Redeemer, Book of Ruth, you know, the Kinsman Redeemer. And he had to give his life. And he gave his life to be able to release what was within him. He didn't have to give his life because of this. That. He gave his life because that was within him. Now watch what I'm saying, so listen carefully and don't misunderstand me. As he was walking on earth, he was Son of Man. When he gave his life, that released that Holy Ghost that was within him. Amen. Right? Amen. And that could come back on the day of Pentecost. Amen. The new birth. That's why it goes to Son of God. Amen. Jesus didn't say he was Son of God. He said he was Son of Man. Amen. That was his earthly ministry and what he come to make manifest. Not to just die. That was part of it. But he came to release that life that was within him to be able to come back on the believer to give that believer the new birth and put that believer in the new birth, in the kingdom, in the Father's throne. He's saying, Father's throne. Yeah. In the Father's throne. Because the Father's throne is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now I'm reading these if you want them. Father's throne is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus said, they're in the Revelation. Set with me in, that's red letter, that's him speaking, right? Set with me in my throne as I have overcome and sit with my Father in his throne. All right, what's the Father's throne? It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But that's not Jesus' throne. That's why he couldn't grant to that woman that wanted one of her sons sitting on one side and one the other because it didn't belong to him. Now come on, listen. His throne is the Son of David. His throne is the Son of David, which is the promise that he would sit on his Father's throne in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right? Because he released the life and that could come and he comes and lives in us. What do you have in you by the new birth? That's where the Trinitarians really don't like us that way because they don't like me saying it like this. See, you realize the new birth in you gives you Father, Son, and Holy Ghost dwelling inside of you. No, I've just got the Holy Spirit. Boy, you're a good Trinitarian. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the same Lord Jesus Christ. So you have within you the new birth, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All right? Because that's what it makes manifest in the, you know, triunity, not trinity, of God. All right. Now, see then to come as to be, how can he get to the millennium, you know, from the Son of God? And how can you get to the millennium? Simple question. Wade's already emphasized this in the seals. Whatever shows our redemption shows Israel, and whatever shows Israel's redemption shows our redemption. All right? So it's a beautiful picture. Brother Branham did he make this statement? He said the book of Revelations, he said it's acts of a play. Huh? The book of Revelations, we look at it as symbols and get all blowed out of shape and don't understand. He said it's the acts of a play. Now when we get to Revelation 4:1, where Brother Branham says, the Lamb comes forth, takes the book, climbs up on the throne and sits down. Well, did the Father get up? He said, and becomes the one on the throne. What he said? Said he comes forth, comes around, takes the book, climbs up on the throne and sits down and said, I'm the one that did it. Is that going to move the Father off and shove him off? No, it's the acts of a play. It's manifestation of those not many beings, but the one being in many manifestations. So we're looking at the church ages. So it's easier said to follow then. The Son of Man gave his life. He never declared himself to be the Son of God. If Wade kept emphasizing it on the doing. But see, Jesus never saved one person while he was on earth. So you go to that man hanging on the cross, you know, and he said, but just remember, he had to go from that to Son of God to carry him with him. The Son of Man couldn't carry that thief with him. No. Son of God had to. So he had to release the life. Are you following me then? He said, Brother Dale, well, we understand this. Do you understand? All right. So he goes from Son of Man, the Word made flesh. The next step is a manifestation of the Son of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that will be that down through seven church ages. And then Jesus goes to his own throne, the Son of David, because it's only three sons' name. So now how can we do that? Well, I mean, he just goes, you're not listening. You can go from Son of Man to Son of God by him releasing his life. Okay. But you can't go from Son of God to Son of David, because Son of David is a human person sitting on the throne, your prophet said, in a human body. Now, there is no place, statement, or point, or thought. Listen to my statement now. There's no place, thought, statements, or anything from the prophet's message and the Bible that brings a physical Lord Jesus Christ, I said it the way I meant it, physical, listen. He's not here in corporal body. We meet him in the air. He'll be a corporal body in the millennium. We meet him in the air. He does not come here physically. So there's no scripture, point, thought of the prophet's message to try to bring that Son of Man and wedge it back in some way. And be careful how you would even try to do it. Because if you make Brother Branham the Son of Man, he said you'd make him an Antichrist. He's a Son of Man to make known the Son of Man. But there's got to be a Son of Man. He's got to come back to Son of Man in the last days. Be careful how you bring him back. Like I've always said, you have no writings. You have nothing of Paul, Peter, and them trying to explain. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John with the Lord Jesus on earth and him saying, I'm the Son of Man. Paul, Peter, and all of them in their writings, nobody mentioned the Son of Man. Jumps over to John. Now, listen. Does John in the book of Revelations ever talk about the Son of Man? He talks about one like unto the Son of Man. Because there's no corporal. There's no physical. When he released that life there on earth, that made way for the Son of God, right? Brought the baptism of the Holy Ghost into being. Now, how are you going to get the Son of David into being? You got to have the Son of Man to come back. Right? It's got to be there. But it's got to be there a certain way. Yeah. Pull over. Stop that. That's what I said. I'm taking it to trying my best to get you for one time to think about what's said. And listen and ask God to reveal it to you. Because it's too late. You remember when we stood here years ago and I asked you about the Son of God, when did it come into being? And all of you answered and said it came into being 2,000 years ago on earth. And I said, you're out of the scriptures. You don't even know what you're talking about. It offended 99% of the people in the message. I mean, in the building here. Because they thought I was throwing off on them. Okay, take it. I was throwing off on you. Don't worry about it. Because I ain't trying to satisfy you. I'm trying to satisfy him. I said, you talk about Son of Man, because that was about in the 80s when in the message people started talking about Son of Man, because Brother So-and-so started preaching Son of Man. Right. I told you. I said, you're going at it wrong. Son of God was Spirit God. Son of God is the first part of, that come out from God, the Logos, the Theophany. And even Schofield and them called it the Word. The Logos, the Theophany, though. They called it the Son of God. That's why Peter, when he said, who do man say, I the Son of Man am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter asked him, Jesus asked about the Son of Man. He answered about the Son of God. Because that was all that could be answered. That was all anybody knew. But isn't it odd? None of you writers, the great apostle Paul, never mentioned Son of Man. Come on, church. But here comes a prophet in the last days that about 47, might have been 49. It seemed like the first one I found, Son of Man, was 49. But it doesn't matter. What about 49? Here comes an illiterate mountain hillbilly. Right? No great college educations, no degrees, no theological trainings. And he starts talking about Son of Man. And his whole emphasis of his entire message is based on Son of Man. Well, he was just trying to tell us who he was. He ain't the Son of Man. He never was the Son of Man. He's a Son of Man making manifest the Son of Man. That's pretty close, but still like I said, don't get up on the throne and claim your right to say, I'm sitting on the throne with him. No, there ain't but one on that throne. There ain't but one the Son of Man. It doesn't say in the scriptures, you know, a Son of Man. It's always the Son of Man. Because the Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? Through the church ages, according to, does God change his mind? Through the church ages, he has been Son of God. In the millennium, he'd be Son of David, sitting on the throne. But between this time, we find out by the scripture, he is revealing himself again as Son of Man, look, a prophet. Because it had to come from a prophet. We'll get to that, Lord willing, Wednesday. The unveiling of God. Then after the Holy Spirit comes, he was then the Son of God. God is a spirit. He was the Holy Spirit, Son of God. He lived through the church ages as Son of God. Now in the millennium, he'll be Son of David, sitting upon the throne of his father, David. He is the Son of David now. Okay, watch. And remember, between the Son of God, in the Laodicean church age, they put him out. And in Luke, he said he would be revealed again as Son of Man, the prophet, fulfilling the rest of it. Drop down. What does he do now? Return as Son of Man. Then from that, Son of David. See how close we are? Son of Man, Son of David, Son of God. He's revealed in the last days as Son of Man. According to Malachi 4, all the rest of the prophecies pertaining to this hour, no more dealing with the church after they put him out. He's at the door knocking. Now we've got a key. That's it. I won't leave this dangling because I know what the danger of the point. And I'll emphasize it heavily Wednesday. You can't go from Son of God to Son of David. You say, well, why not? Because your prophet just said it. Now, are you going to believe him? It's real regardless about me now. You can say, well, Brother Dale, just emphasize this, that, or the other. Now, are you going to believe him? He comes back to wedge in this last days in a specific point of the Laodicean church age, showing that he's going to come back as Son of Man. Just for a little while, he's going to be on earth as Son of Man. Sure, that had to start with a prophet, called as a prophet. There would be no way for us to understand it without him.
No.
A prophet comes to introduce the prophet. The prophet is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brother Branham was not the prophet, he was a prophet.
Amen.
Jeremiah was not the prophet, he was a prophet.
Right.
Now you getting it straight?
Yes.
Did he say we got to keep those things straight? He said that's where people couldn't understand it and they missed it. You can't keep straight, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of David. You can't keep it straight without a revelation. Because you see, it's easy to go from Son of Man to Son of God by the releasing of his life made a way. But down through seven church ages, and this is where you're going to have to get away from your ideas that we ain't got nothing, ain't nothing going on. You're going to have to get to the basis, somebody is going to become the Word. Right? Time just to pick up. Let's see if I can find that one. Okay, let's just go ahead with it. He's sitting now on the Father's throne, Spirit. That's what the book of Revelation shows. One sitting on the throne, that's the Father's throne. That is not his throne. That's the Father's throne. His throne is the millennial reign. Okay? You need that? Go ahead with number 5, which is the third seal. Where he's seated now, but that's not his throne. He that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne, as I have overcome and have sat down on my Father's throne. That is not his throne. That belongs to the Spirit God, Christ, the Lamb. It doesn't belong to him. He's the incarnate God. This is the same God. Okay, are you reading him? What is the Father's throne? Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ came into the world as the Son of Man, the Word made flesh, verse 14. He released his life to where it could come back into and prepare the Father's throne, because that's what he came to do. He didn't come to reveal himself. Am I in the scriptures? Who did he come to reveal? Who did Jesus come to reveal? The Father. He said, I and my Father are one. He come to make manifest the Father in that he would give up his own life. Could come back on the day of Pentecost. And that baptism of the Holy Ghost is so vital until how are you going to the millennium? How are you going to do it? Trying to find one specific thought. I got it here somewhere. Okay. We're over on number 19, so you know we're a long ways over. And when the Son of Man, this is all for the mighty God unveiled before us. And when the Son of Man is being revealed, the Son of Man in the church again, in the church again, revealed in human beings, not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in his church again in the last days, we find that he's promised that in God's promises. What about it, church? What about an ability now to do what the theologians, no one had any thoughts about? How are you going to go from Son of God to the millennium? Your theologians, your people, your teachers, your denominational hierarchies, they know nothing of Son of Man, right? The best they can do was down in Florida. They had a group down there not too many years ago that they claimed was Malachi 4. Right? Where is any of them teaching anything that can get us anywhere? I'm going to hurt your feelings. Go ahead. Where is it in the message that it's ever been taught to you how you can go from Son of God to Son of David? Well, I didn't know we had to go. Well, did you know you had to go from Son of Man to Son of God? Did you know that was the vital thing that was in the scripture? That God came to give his own life to where it could come and live in you. And as I said, if it's true that the prophets gave birth to the Word, then the seven church ages has to give birth to the Word. I thought she was according to Malachi 4, she was to give a new birth. She's to be delivered of a new birth. That's why I ask you to read birth plan. She's to be delivered of a new birth from according to Malachi 4. According to Malachi 4, she's to give a new birth. Who? The bride. What is she going to do? She's going to birth the word. Now, I hope I don't have to express over and over how much emphasis we place in this church upon the basis that Brother Branham was the prophet that God used to bring the message. And it's not looking for somebody else, Brother Dale or Brother anybody, who or what, to bring a message to change us. I hope that's settled. If it ain't, you need to find you another church. Is that plain enough? Because you know where I stand. Without this message, there's no hopes. But without this message revealed, there's no hope. Have you heard anybody just ask you a question? How are you going to go from Son of God to Son of David? Well, I didn't know I needed to go. Well, you do now. See, church, it's time to get settled down and believe, or either we might as well get up and just throw it up and forget it. And this is not new for me. This was the first thing I preached in 1969, and you don't like for me to say that. But that was the first sermon I preached, was the bride of Jesus Christ would be the Son of Man. These notes coming off of this is taken right out of the front of my Bible. Because I believe then the prophet was right. Sure, we could look for Malachi 4. But remember, there's more to Malachi 4 than just Brother Branham coming. Oh, there is? Yeah. What about number 22? Christ revealed, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The Word and God is the same in His church today. Amen. Making it the headship of the body that is redeemed to bring the message in the last days and be taken up from the dead in the resurrection to go back and restore again as Adam and Eve in the beginning. Brother Dale, I didn't say it. He said it. That the head and body was to unite to bring the message. Now, Brother Branham brought the message. See, that's what I'm saying. You're not listening. You're not studying the message to find Christ. What about? Go to 24. The oneness of the unity. Someday, then when the church of the living God, someday will be united under one great head. And that will be the head of God. God into the unity of the body of Christ will be the governor and king and Lord over the entire church under his control. Then she will be received up. When the head and body unites. You see why we've been here 50 years since the going of the prophet? Because you can't get people to realize what they need. Well, what do you mean? We study the message. Have you been looking for something? See, ever since I come in this message, it's never been a dull moment to me. That's why I tell you that I've been in a revival ever since I come in this message. A revival in my heart for the opening of God's word. And to read and believe what your prophet had to say. To what? Someday we'll be united under the great head. And that will be the head of God. God in the unity of the body of Christ will be the governor and the king. What is the last amorphy of God to the Gentiles? Come on, you say Jesus was the last amorphy, your oneness. Because that's what they believe. They believe Jesus was the last amorphy. I don't agree with that. The bride of Jesus Christ is the last amorphy. In her, the prophet said, masterpiece. And many of you won't. In her will be the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In her. Not in one person. In her. The church. Mighty God unveiled before us, number 19. Talking about deity veiled in human flesh. And when the Son of Man is being revealed, the Son of Man back in the church again, revealed in human beings. Not Son of God, but the Son of Man again, back in his church again in the last days, we find that he promised that in God's promises. What about it? Have you now got at least a little hope? Maybe you don't take what I'm saying. I'm saying you got to have something to be able to wedge in between Son of God and Son of David. Your prophet told us what it is. It's his message. It's not mine. It's not yours. Our brother so-and-so. We're just... It's Brother Branham's message. But it has to be given birth by a bride. See, because that will bring the Son of Man back into being. Because now I'm going to make a few statements and hush them. Brother Branham is a Son of Man. He cannot be the Son of Man. Now you're going to make a statement there in your mind, so be careful. You're going to say nobody can be the Son of Man. I'll agree with you. But let me ask if you're going to agree with me. How about the entire body of Jesus Christ being the Son of Man? Because no matter what age you was in, you're the Word made flesh. Martin Luther was the Word made flesh for his day. John Wesley was the Word made flesh for his day. You and I are the Word made flesh for our day. Leave out anything and you don't have the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And Brother Branham said that the Godhead is not complete, what? Without you. Or me. See, because we're part of it. But Brother Dale, we don't hear you. We hear your words, but we don't understand your language. That's what the scripture said. They heard his words, but couldn't understand his language. Paraphrasing that, so it may flip-flop. It's in the scriptures. But listen. We've got something to do, church. This is not just go to church and be good and do this, that, or the other. No. We have something to do to become the Word. To become the Word. The prophet has brought the message. We're not looking for another messenger. No. But he is not the Son of Man. But the bride as a whole. Now listen. Then you know what that makes? Him part of the bride. Will you listen? You believe Brother Branham was a born again believer? You believe he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the new birth, was born into the body of Christ? Then the Godhead's not complete without him. But it's not complete without you. Well, you talk strange. You say things that are hard to understand. Why? It's because you don't listen right. Why can't you believe what you are? Did the prophet say when the bride realizes who she is and what she's here for? What did he say? That she'd be of an invincible army. Satan won't be able to stand against you when you realize where you're at in the Word. How about it? Recognizing your day in its message. What part of this are we to be? We can find all the other ages and the times, but can we find our own time? You see, as a whole, as a bride of Christ, we are the Son of Man. Yeah, but wait a minute now. You wrote it up. I wrote it up deliberately. We are not a Son of Man. The bride of Jesus Christ is not a Son of Man. She is his body, which is him, made manifest in another form called the bride. She is the Son of Man. What about trying to explain that in 69? She is the Son of Man, the Word made flesh. Because we sit in his throne. Not trying to get on his throne, not trying to be something like that. We're just taking what we are and saying, thank you, Lord. Brother Dale, that hasn't made you exalted to think you preached back there that. No, it's made me glorify the Lord Jesus Christ because he showed it to me. See, then that's why I have no problems with the seals, the Daniel 70 weeks, the marriage and divorce, the predestinations. Why? Because he's revealed it. You remember the other day when I said that I have no fear? I have no fear of not being right because I'm following a message that was vindicated. And doing the best I can to stay with it. Yeah, but you don't believe this, don't believe that. Come, let's talk. You know yourself, you ain't never faced nobody that put together the thoughts about the tents and all the return ministries and all of that and put it together in one way. To say what Brother Brown said was right. You believe in return ministry? Sure do. Because the dead's going to be raised. And then we got a 30, 40 day period of time. That we will have a revival. You're going to sit around then like you do now. Well, I don't know whether he's preaching the truth or not. I remember Brother So-and-so said that wasn't right. It's like I was sitting in a meeting just the other day. And I got so tickled. I ain't going to name who it was or what. I sat beside this brother. He said, yeah, and that's why they're teaching that stuff about the angel coming at the end of the age. And I just grinned. Because you know what? I knew where he got that from. Where? From hearing the tapes. But he didn't listen. Brother Branham is the one that said the angel come or the messenger comes to the end of the age. I didn't say that. He did. It didn't offend me. I just grinned and got up and walked off because I thought I ain't going to make no scene out here in front of nobody. But that's not right. Come on, musicians. Think on these things. Are you sitting in his throne or on his throne? Well, I got quotes from Brother Brown who said on. Amen. But I got a quote where he said it's not on, it's in. So when he says on, I translate that to in. What do you do? Because if you don't, you got him in direct contradiction. But if you translate it to in, you ain't got him in contradiction. You got him right. That's what's so amazing to me is this message is so beautiful. But to the people of the message, it is mass confusion. Because Brother Brown will say something, and he'll say something. He'll say this, and he'll say that. And he'll say, well, which one's right? And then a dummy like me comes along and says both of them. You just ain't listening to what he said. Come on, we know what he was as a human being. He made mistakes in his speech and things. He was a human being that taught things wrong and had to correct it right. But be real careful how you got him correcting. Yeah. You might find out he was right. And you was getting corrected. Might be the point. Let's stand. What do we got, brother?
Let's sing that chorus.
The Lord willing, Wednesday we'll try to bring the message to a close. But until then, think about it, Son of Man.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. And he is here. Listen closely.
Sitting in his ministry of the Son of Man.
Hear him calling out your name. He
sitting in what has been brought
here.
To us.
You can touch him. You will never be the same.
50 years
oh,
still
he
same.
Is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen.
Anybody have a need?
He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
He's here.
Amen.
For whatever
he
happened, we think we have. In his throne.
He is here.
Do you have the new
closely
word? Sitting in his throne. Or are you trying some way to get up on the throne
name.
And sit down?
He
that's for him.
He is here. You can touch him.
We're in the acts of the play. We get it all around the throne.
Be the same.
You remember? They asked Brother Branham a question there in Revelation 5. He answered it wrong. He said, that's not the bride. A little bit had come back and he said, there's something wrong. Something's wrong. Somebody said, read your question again. He read the question. He said, I was wrong. He said, that is the bride. They said, yeah, but Brother Dale, we've always heard you talk that he goes up. And here's the point, listen. He goes up, the bride goes up in Revelation 4:1 and not seen to 19:21. That's a direct quote from the prophet. But just remember, he's not seen on earth. That Christ is not seen on earth. But it can be seen in heaven. Because that was the question they asked him, and he answered it wrong, because he was just like all the rest of us, thinking 4:1 goes up and that's it. And he said, no, that is the bride in glory. See, it's the word of God made alive into our hearts and lives. Father, we just tried to lay down a little bit to where we can talk about it later. So you just be with us. Give us understanding. Bless Wade today as he studies to minister unto us and give us the words that you'd have for us to hear. We know that your word is true, forever settled in heaven. Help us to follow therein. We love you and we thank you. Guide each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Remember, pray one for another.
Oh, he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here. Listen closely. Same. Oh, he